Our next finalist is Tegan Parkin from the Department of Biochemistry and Microbiology. Tegan's presentation is titled Antimicrobial Peptides, Fighting Antibiotic Resistance.
Imagine our world as it was 100 years ago, before the discovery of antibiotics. We had no chemotherapy for cancer, even minor surgeries were extremely risky, and a simple cut could be a death sentence. That world is long gone now, thanks to the miracle drugs that are antibiotics. But it could become a reality again if antibiotic resistance is allowed to spread unchecked. Antibiotic resistance was associated with almost 5 million deaths around the world in 2019, and that number is predicted to double by 2050. How many of your friends and family would be included in those statistics? Combating the threat of antibiotic resistance is therefore a major public health issue. One of the main contributors to the development of antibiotic resistance is the overuse of antibiotics in farm animals. So governments around the world have made efforts to reduce this practice. But farm animals are all still susceptible to bacterial diseases. And so alternatives to antibiotics to be used on farms are urgently needed. I'm investigating one potential alternative, antimicrobial peptides, or AMPs. AMPs are produced naturally by the immune systems of all classes of life, from bacteria themselves to plants, animals, and even humans. They can kill the bacteria in many different ways, so it's harder to learn how to resist them. One of the features that allows them to do this is their positive charge. As I've modeled on my slide, the AMP has a positive charge, while the bacteria has a negative charge. As we all know, opposites attract, and like a heat-seeking missile, the AMP is attracted to the bacteria. When it finds its target, the bacteria explodes, leaving it very dead. Now, that's all well and good, but as anyone who's ever worked with cells will tell you, it's very easy to kill them in a petri dish. It's a great start, but it doesn't always translate to what really happens in a living, breathing animal with a billion other things going on at once. So, I'm also testing AMPs in animals. We start with fertilized chicken eggs and inject them with a dose of AMP before they hatch. We monitor the health of the birds for 1 week after they hatch to see if they're healthier than control birds. Because AMPs are quickly degraded within the body, the hope is that they can protect the birds from infection in the critical first few days of their life, and then disappear long before the chickens become delicious nuggets. If successful, these AMPs will allow farmers to protect the animals that feed us from infection while preserving critical antibiotics for human use, allowing the world and the miracles that they give us to continue. Thank you.